There's several, 10 or 15.
And I think first start the question and answer.
Could His Holiness please explain what is meant by emptiness of inherent existence? This will be discussed later. Could Your Holiness explain how bliss and emptiness are brought together as one entity in the highest yoga tantra? You're pushing a little too hard. This will come later. Could Your Holiness please tell us some of the differences of approach to tantric practice in the four major traditions?
Major tradition. In Sakya.
Yes.
That also come later.
What is it in the highest yoga tantra path which brings about enlightenment so quickly in one lifetime? Letter, in one lifetime. How do you get enlightenment?
That also, I think. So now, almost finished.
It's okay. What particular quality what particular quality does Vajrayana in its Tibetan form bring to Western religious culture? Particular quality does Vajrayana, Dorje Tegwa, in its Tibetan way bring to Western religious culture? I think that various religions, including Christianity, can benefit from the Buddhist explanations of meditation. For instance, the samadhi or meditative stabilization of one-pointed concentration can be used with regard to any topic. Therefore, it can be used in any religious tradition.
And I think it's not only that, even in our daily life, if you have some experience about the one-pointedness of mind, that will help your mind become more alert, more sharp, and also it gradually increase your memory, right? Power of memory. So you see, you can utilize, you see, that, how to say, quality in our daily business, in every field. So you can apply these things.
Are there any particular problems that Westerners entering on the Vajrayana path should be aware of? Problems, difficulties. Dangers. This will come later when we get to that actual topic. Could His Holiness please repeat what he said about meditation on the two truths. Yes.
Yeah, the killer had the Bishop of Kasuri. She didn't eat any, and a lump of shiny brother. Tell tenant and the Wukuni Modesta did the shaking.
I was explaining that on the basis of the two truths, conventional and ultimate truths, there's the practice of the two factors of the path, wisdom and method, in dependence upon cultivation of which the two bodies, the truth and form bodies of Buddha, are achieved. So the basis of this is meditation on emptiness, and that will be explained later. What are the right conditions, right attitude, and prerequisites to enter into the right mundro, maybe? The right prerequisites? Yes. To enter into a traditional retreat of 3 years, 3 months, and 3 days and complete it. What are the necessary preparations in order to be able to? A realization is generated through the coming together of many causes and conditions, one being proper understanding, and another being the accumulation of merit and the overcoming of obstructions. If one has not first accumulated merit and purified ill deeds, it's difficult just from meditation to gain high realization. Therefore, it's important to pay attention to the prerequisites. The engagement in the prerequisites is not just a matter of fulfilling some sort of count or then entering into retreat for a certain period of time. Rather, it's the question of generating certain levels of the path actually in one's mental continuum. Therefore, it can happen that one would have to spend the entire lifetime engaged in accumulating merit and overcoming obstructions. The practice of Buddhism is not a matter of a week or a month, but rather something that's done over lifetimes for aeons and aeons. It is said that enlightenment is achieved after practicing for three periods of countless great aeons. Rather than this causing discouragement, if one thinks about it well, it can produce or generate great encouragement.
Centrism,
it could be that when one hears that it takes three periods of countless great aeons to achieve Buddhahood, and you become tired or discouraged, the cause for this could be that you have such great altruism that you want to achieve Buddhahood much faster. But it also could be a bad sign of too weak a mind too. Thus, it's not the fact that the tantric path is for somebody who couldn't practice for a long time, who gets tired at the idea of practicing over a long period.
Excuse me? In deep down, selfish to those.
Thus, deep down, you're hiding some sort of selfishness there. Is there any truth in the statement that a woman cannot reach Buddhahood? Is there any truth in the statement that a woman cannot achieve Buddhahood? That's not so. In general, in the sutra, in the perfection vehicle or the sutra Mahayana system, there is no specific explanation that a woman cannot achieve Buddhahood. However, in that system, it is explained that at the time of working at the causes of developing the major and minor marks of a Buddha, it helps to have the stronger physical support of a male. Is that correct? And then in the final lifetime, before one achieves Buddhahood, one is reborn as a male. However, in highest yoga tantra, it is said that a woman can achieve Buddhahood right in that lifetime as a woman herself. Would His Holiness kindly explain for us the term Dorje, Vajra? In general, the term Vajra or Dorje refers to the indivisible, the unbreakable. It refers to indivisible method and wisdom which cannot be divided or interrupted by a force from the outside and can itself overcome what is discordant. Among Vajras, there are one-pointed, three-pointed, five-pointed,
nine-pointed. I think 12-pointed.
And 12-pointed Vajras.
And
it said there's also one with limitless. But the one that's most widely known and used is the five-pointed Vajra. In Japan, they use the one-pointed, three-pointed, and five-pointed vajras. Because the wisdom, let's say, because the exalted consciousness of method and wisdom, which is symbolized by the Vajra, or let's say, the exalted wisdom of method, and the exalted consciousness of method and wisdom, which the Vajra symbols, has itself five inner divisions, the five exalted wisdoms of a Buddha. Thus, the Vajra has five points. Similarly, the symbolism of the bell is explained in many different ways. In the tantric path, the main teaching is that of undifferentiable method and wisdom. And thus it is said that one needs to train in the meaning of the symbolism of the Vajra and Bell, which stand for method and wisdom. And when one picks up Vajra and Bell, one needs to pick them up within mindfulness of what they symbolize. Some lamas say that one needs to handle the Vajra and Bell within mindfulness of their symbolism. If one does not and just say rings the bell, it's like a bell hanging on the neck of a cow. The Vajra and Bell, before they are used, are to be blessed, and once they are blessed, they are to be kept as secret instruments and not shown around. Could His Holiness please give some examples of the difference between artificial and innate faulty states of mind? Artificial faulty states of mind are erroneous states of consciousness which are brought about through adherence to false systems of tenets, false philosophies.
For
instance, in the lower Buddhist schools, they hold that phenomena exist by way of their own character, and they reflect on reasonings why phenomena exist by way of their own character, and then there would arise in that person's mind an adherence to the conception that phenomena do exist by way of their own character. That type of consciousness is then an artificial, faulty state of mind in that it's built on this system of tenets.
다 헨지스럽네 데디 둠데라 마임 바 베지 가서 그러나 무슨 순제 규리야 통민네다 랑게 난게 다 샤딩이지 다 차당은 뭐든 이루와 어 다들 잘 헨지스
Whereas innate faulty states of mind are not built on false systems of tenets, but are faulty states of mind which beings from bugs on up engage in automatically. If the real or And also, anyone could have in his or her mental continuum predispositions or potencies established by adherence to wrong views in former lifetimes. If the real or ultimate nature of a phenomenon is revealed after I have removed my mental perception from that phenomenon, then is there something...
feels that the ultimate nature of a phenomenon is understood through ending perception of that phenomenon.
Then is there something which remains? Flamagula. Is there something remaining after refuting the object of negation? Is there something which remains after I have removed my mental perception? Does that something which remain have any reality?
The gacha gane karela
yoris.
And the mune yoris.
So that this was what I read. 따라 당신 자체 많이 봐요. 캐규라스. 따라 당고 자유주 최대 당신 자유무야래. 어. 최대 낭점. 그다음에 다다지. 자시 증액이 낭점 더 최대한 대 지금 낭점 대 맞춤 봐. 대례신도 더 최대 정신남. 그 둘로 컨디션도 봐 전에 용어인데 那怎么的了？家里面的事多啊，但对人心的家用多啊。但真正人的，那怎么的？家里面人呀，或者家里面的人咋，日本那边人多，挺多啊。嗯。但几乎的，人心的或者钱啊，但对缺德的，那怎么的？没什么钱的，但对对人心的呀，钱啊，现在家用的多咋呢？但啊。
现在用的地方里呀，哎，在这团队没人，他开用的了哇，是真正用的单位人心在这去满意吧？开用了是。对满意吧？对人心满意吧？人嘛都人心出来哦，告诉你，落地人心在你人心满意吧？那人心开过来嘛都，第十个多的，出现这个哪个不出现第，那那样的多啊？
With the view one is seeking through analysis to find the object, this means that one is seeking to find whether the object inherently exists or not. Thus, when one does not find the object under such analysis, this non-finding means that the inherent existence of the object is damaged or contradicted. But since one was not seeking just the mere appearance of the object, the non-finding of the object does not damage the mere appearance of the object.
제가 많이 봐 이 기교가 뭐 제가 따다 이제 많이 배 캐고 많이 배 뒤 더 시도 가고 말이지 근데 인자 텔레테네 딱 민점시 하 therefore
what's left over is a merely nominally existent object.
그래서 많이 덕신 고함인데 제기 민점 삼아
because one is not refuting the basis of designation, there is left over a nominally existent object. As Chandrakirti says in his commentary on Arya Devas 400, what one is seeking for under analysis is the inherent existence of the object. But it's obvious in our own experience that there is help and harm that's brought about by these objects. Still, if you analyze how the object exists, you cannot find any object that exists from its own side, in its own right. Therefore, it is said that objects exist through the power of nominality, names. I will be discussing this later. Can you explain fear of reality further? How can this fear be used to benefit us on the path to enlightenment?
Shenandi.
Fear of reality. Could you explain this further? How can fear of reality be used to benefit us on the path to enlightenment? I don't think His Holiness mentioned fear of reality this morning. Perhaps if you'd write the question again or speak to me, maybe my accent didn't come through. How do you see the relevance of the way of the warrior, the fighter, in the light of modern, highly technical armies?
So how do you see the relevance of that kind of person in the modern technical society? The relevance of Yoru is?
You'll be better if you asked an expert. Will you be the last Dalai Lama, considering that you are a political figure as well as a spiritual guide, and as such, a 15th Dalai Lama could be an embarrassment to India?
That is relevant, Mary.
This is not relevant to our discussion. I think the next one is not relevant either. What did you eat for lunch? something very delicious.
That is.
다다 되게 세하게 아 달람 탑시 이 송지 냠는 체디 냠는 체디 다 똑바 보내 본도 캐시고 시급에 인주자네 다 뒤니 냠는 그릇 세워라스나
Earlier, I was speaking about the fact that it is necessary to practice a path which is a union of method and wisdom in order to enhance one's realization. Thus, one might wonder how the path is practiced.
kada tenu jiri, ane chidaan da tenu jeje chane chik songlo yangla juni siyaro, songlo yangla gu siyaro. O tenrik kone tuzi yore di, kanda jita dor dhibar chayana, ane tenu songna dhiyung yore di.
In general, the Buddha's word is divided by way of the subjects that are, or topics that are discussed into the 12 branches of scripture or the 9 branches of scripture, but in a brief way they are divided into the 3 collections of the scripture. Because the topics of discussion are the 3 trainings, there is a division into the 3 scriptural collections or 3 baskets. Now the statement that the path is to be practiced in terms of a union of method and wisdom, mainly is done, not the statement, but the practice of this is done mainly in terms of a meditative stabilization, a samadhi, which is a union of calm abiding and special insight. In order to achieve such calm abiding and special insight, it is necessary first to have its foundation, which is ethics. Thus the training in ethics is first, and after that the training in meditative stabilization, samadhi, and then after that the training in wisdom, pragya, whereupon one can have a meditative stabilization that is a union of calm abiding or samadhi and special insight or wisdom. With respect to Buddha's enlightenment, it is said in the lower schools of tenets that Shakyamuni in that lifetime actually did become enlightened through practice of the path, whereas in the upper systems of tenets it is explained that Shakyamuni had already achieved enlightenment a long time ago and displayed the manner of becoming enlightened, doing this all the while within immovably being set in a Buddha's truth body. In the great vehicle, it is asserted, his display of enlightenment is asserted in the latter way. Thus his display of newly attaining enlightenment was so that trainees could understand how they should act or practice in order to achieve enlightenment themselves. Thus it is said that the historical display of the Buddha is to be put to use by his followers in terms of their practice. Before Buddha achieved enlightenment under the Bodhi tree through the immovable meditative stabilization, before that period, he engaged in a period of 6 years of ascetic meditation, during which he achieved one-pointed meditative stabilization. And prior to that, he gave up his family life, cut his own hair. And himself left the household life and took on the non-householder's discipline. Thus, there's a series, a stages of path that he went through. Thus, he didn't show that he attained the highest realization immediately.
Step by step.
Thus, he showed it was done step by step. There are statements in Highest Yoga Tantra about achieving enlightenment instantaneously. This is in regard to very exceptional persons who who with realization simultaneously become freed. And even that person who achieves realization and freedom or release simultaneously is one who has had unusual merit and is unusually sharp. For people like us, there's practically no hope of such a thing. Thus, the meaning of the mind's advancing higher and higher is that the untamed states of mind become fewer and fewer, and the more tame states of mind become more frequent and more frequent.
와다 근데 인도 자냐다? 아 상동 같은 인생이 즉 넘어봐다. 다 근데 이게 다 간다 즉 균기직배 싸워는 배 과야 근데 지금 영원리야. 아니 인생 제 집에 다 쓴 가수를 그게 난게 이왕 처음 배 쉬어 관해 쓴 제 집에 인생 두고 지금 것도 마소 상동 영수야 켜는 배.
In order for the meditative stabilization of special insight to remove obstructions from the very root, it's necessary first to have a meditative stabilization of complete one-pointedness in which all internal distraction has been removed before this can be done. Without such meditative stabilization, one-pointed meditative stabilization, it is impossible. In order to bring about this extinction of internal, the more subtle internal mental distraction, it is necessary first to overcome the grosser external distractions of mind and body. Without overcoming those grosser distractions of mind and body, it's impossible to overcome the subtler internal distractions. It is through sustaining mindfulness that one achieves one-pointedness of mind, a calm abiding of the mind.
그래서
it's very difficult to generate such mindfulness on an internal level if one has not first engaged in the ethical practice of maintaining mindfulness and watchfulness with regard to physical and verbal activities on the level of ethics.
Oh, tinde indu zane ta labo ngamang ngamang ngondo sone tane chima chima kye kwaya tinde degen zabale tinde stula tumzin tiri jimbare.
Thus, that the later trainings of meditative stabilization and, well, the three trainings of ethics, meditative stabilization, and wisdom, that from among them, the latter are generated in dependence on first generating the former, is clearly demonstrated in the Buddha's own life story, and and is also very clear by way of the reasons that I just explained. Therefore, everything depends in the beginning on proper ethics.
Experience mimang halam ji khashe pe generation khashe jung ye ta kale tene tane computer sa ar da sik mission di di generation ne generation da kale kem du sa le ma da ni me chu chung ba.
Now the development of the mind depends upon many internal causes and conditions, a great many. Just as a spaceship such as the Columbia may look as if it's taking off and moving about very easily, but actually is dependent upon the work of people over many generations, scientists who even from very small parts of the spaceship have done analysis and investigation. There have been many, many, many causes and conditions that come together to make the spaceship possible. So it is with internal mental development. However, with external progress, many people can work together and contribute what they have to the general enterprise. Whereas with internal development, what somebody else achieves internally cannot be given straight away over to someone else, right?
Blueprint
There's no way to take